This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to the first Saturday of 2026. Zabin today, AWOD Army. I got you. Adam Epstein is off today on 106.7 The Fan. We're going to 11:30 a.m. this morning, then getting out of the way for Virginia Tech and Wake in men's basketball. Metal Chris behind the board, and we are ready to go. Phone number, as always, is 800-636-1067 if you'd like to jump in and join the conversation. I am desperately trying to convince some of the good folks here at The Fan to embrace text line technology. I'm like, you guys got to get a text line going. People like to leave a text. They don't want to wait on hold all the time. They want to just fire in a comment or a clarification or further information or a zinger or something funny to advance the conversation. So I'm gonna work on gently convincing the powers that be to embrace that. In the meantime, we will press on anyway and just talk about what's on our plate today, which is an interesting changeover to me when it comes to the sports cycle. We are finally out of bowl games today. Did you know that? Many of you will probably say, "Huh, finally," or "Thank God." Or if you're just a football gambling degenerate, you'll actually be like, "Oh man, I was looking to get some action down today. It's Saturday. What the hell?" Well, yesterday we had our last little burp of games, including the Trust and Will Holiday Bowl. I know that sounds made up, right? You're starting to wonder, how much does it cost to actually sponsor a bowl? I think the sub shop my family owns might be able to sponsor one now. SMU beat Arizona 24-19 out in San Diego at the Trust and Will Holiday Bowl. The Armed Forces Bowl, always a good one. We are a military and military contractor town. Texas State beat Rice 41-10 in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. And then you had Cincinnati and Navy. Navy ran away with it. Good win for the midshipmen. 35-13, your final score at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. And then finally, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Wake Forest beat Mississippi State 43-29 down in Charlotte with the requisite dumping of the giant jar of mayo on the winning coach. And that's it for our bowl games for the rest of the year. There is still college football, obviously. For those that enjoyed the quarterfinals in the college football playoff. The semis, you need to know, come your way kind of quick. It'll be Thursday and Friday of this week, Thursday night and Friday night. Yes, They're splitting them 1-2 aside each other, so they're not on the same day. And they are clearing out for the NFL and their super wild card Saturday. It's Miami Ole Miss on Thursday night, with Miami a favorite, by the way, as the 10 seed. 3.5-point favorite. More on the Ole Miss situation in just a second. And then Oregon, Indiana, your second of the two, which will be Friday night, 7:30 ESPN. They're both ESPN affairs, as it's a rematch from a game earlier this year, a tough-fought game that Indiana won in the Big Ten against Oregon. Indiana, a 4-point favorite in the rematch down in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl at Mercedes-Benz. So that's the college football landscape. And also, let me make sure to give them a little bit of love, the FCS championship, which is really good football and passionate fan bases, albeit a lot smaller. Illinois State takes on Montana State Monday night on ESPN in the FCS championship game at First Bank Stadium in Nashville. And then that will lead up to the championship game on the 19th, and that will be that. There's a lot of discussion about, now that we see the way the 12-team playoff is playing out for 2 years now, there's a lot of discussion about, well, we should do this, we should do that, we can't do this, we can't do that, let's add, let's take away. My one thing I will say again, and I can't stress it enough, is give this format 2 more years to see how it plays out. Keep making tweaks as necessary. But I would not make any big commitment to go to a whole another 4 teams and 16 teams before you know what the landscape is. The sports landscape and the sports media landscape, which is really the most important part of it, because remember, television runs the bowls. Television runs kind of everything, to be honest, because it's television that pays the money. And the television money has never been more lucrative, because in today's fractured media world, where everyone's streaming and binging and downloading and time shifting, the only thing that gets large numbers of demographically desirable people together at one time, live sports. You cannot time shift it. You can't binge it. You can't say, yeah, you know, I still haven't watched the bowl games from Thursday. I'm going to binge them today, though. I'm finally off of work. Good luck. Did you stay in a bubble for 48 hours and not know the outcome of the games? So that's why television pays all the money, and that's why they're the ones that have the most influence over what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. I just think you got to slow down. Let's not rush to get to 16. Let's do this 2 more times, and then we'll have a good sense of, all right, here's what we need. Personally, I think you only need 8 in the playoff, but I don't think I'm going to win any arguments on that. Most people want more. More is better. More is more. More is always going to win. In my lifetime in sports, whether it's leagues or seasons or anything, nothing has ever shrunk. Nothing. There hasn't been contraction in my lifetime in professional sports. There has not been a shortening of the season in my lifetime in professional sports. Okay, maybe there was. Maybe NASCAR or golf, you could count that. Let's not get into the weeds. I'm talking the major big four sports. More has always been more, and more has been assumed to be better. So when it comes to the bowl games, which just concluded with the Duke's Mayo Bowl and the dumping of the giant tub of mayo on the coach. With the conclusion of the bowl games, I heard a lot of this over the last couple weeks, and that is, oh my God, the bowls are dead. The bowls are dead because of the playoff. Who is watching these things? Well, get a load of this. ESPN PR tweeted, Thursday, December 27th, ESPN's non-college football playoff bowl viewership was up 13%. No! Not possible! Yes, possible. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, 8.7 million viewers. That is well more than the best game the NBA had on Christmas Day. The Pinstripe Bowl, 7.6 million. The other bowls, the Tax Slayer Bowl, 6 million. The Rate.com Bowl, 4.4 million. the LA Bowl 3.8 and on and on. Of their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bowls on the ESPN networks, the non-college football playoff bowls, were up 13% year over year, and many of them had their best ratings ever. Either best on record or best since 09, best since 2011, best since 2013. And while you might say to yourself, how much are the first responders and Serve Pro really paying for this bowl game? Are we sure rate.com is a real website? And who are they? It looks like a loan place. Like, are you sure the bowls are doing as well as you think? Look, they're getting the major, and if not major, the sub-major corporations to bankroll these games. And despite teams and programs like Notre Dame turning up their nose and saying, we want no part of this and not showing up, other teams are showing up and they're playing. And sure, there's some guys who are opting out either for the draft or the portal, but they're going on. And television likes having them on. They need and want this programming during this weird two-week run at the end of the year, in and around Christmas, all the way to New Year's Day, and then beyond to the next Monday, because something's got to be played. I'm here to tell you, if you're rooting for and wishing for all of these silly little bowls to go away for whatever reason, maybe you're just a Grinch about this stuff, I don't like all these bowls. Guess what? They're not going away. They're not going away because they work for the people who want to sponsor them. Now, luckily, you have the option, which I'm sure you might have exercised, to simply not watch any or all of the other non-important bowls. And if that's the case, good for you. I would say continue on doing what you do. I know this. It was two duds on New Year's Day, followed by one of the best college football playoff and or bowl games, I'd say since the famous Rose Bowl between Vince Young and the Longhorns and Reggie Bush of USC. Now, I know I'm going to get in some trouble because a lot of people my age or a little bit younger still revere that specific game, both for its incredible offense back and forth and the iconic college players that Reggie Bush and Vince Young had become, and the stature of the two programs, Texas and USC, and the incomparable setting that is the Rose Bowl. I do want to talk more about that in a second, or at least some point in the show. And I believe it was, if not Keith Jackson's last game, it was close to the end of the legend Keith Jackson's career. Whoa, Nelly! Yeah, I think that Georgia Ole Miss was almost as compelling as that game and had tons of offense. It had strategic second guessing. People are killing Kirby Smart for a third and goal pass decision at the 5-yard line that stopped the clock on the incomplete that gave Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss a plenty of time with no timeouts to navigate into field goal position for this kid Carnero, who has got a hell of a leg and one woefully receding hairline for a kid his age. And I know I can feel him on that. That's the life I've lived, my friend. But anyway, they're killing Kirby Smart, saying, look, it's third and goal at the 5 or 6, something like that. Run it. Ole Miss is out of timeouts. He might run it in for a touchdown. It's pretty rare in the pros to run one in from the 5 or beyond on third down and goal. But in college, it's possible. You pop it the right way. But at least if you run it, the clock keeps tick, 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 tick. And with no timeouts, Ole Miss might have only had about 30 seconds left to get into field goal position. That said, with the leg on Carnero, who popped the net on the Allstate logo from 47 yards, at least 20 feet up in the air, where that kick probably would have been good from 60 without sweating it, and with the way that Chambliss was playing and the plays he was pulling out of who knows where, I'm not so sure that that strategy would have necessarily paid off. I think 30 seconds might have been enough. Remember, first downs do stop the clock in college football. But it was a great game and very rich, full of both colorful angles, interesting, exciting highlight plays, Kirby Smart running around like a lunatic as the lunatic coaching Oompa Loompa munchkin he can tend to look like. And great for Golden, the interim now permanent new head coach at Ole Miss. The dirty underbelly of college football remains the fact that, well, deals like Lane Kiffin that got negotiated to basically leave his wife and kids and family and dog at Christmas Eve to go to LSU, that's a metaphor, not in reality, that he is benefiting from Ole Miss's success right now. That win by Ole Miss paid Lane Kiffin $500,000 out of LSU's bank account. How? Why? Because that's what he was able to negotiate. That's called massive leverage. And it's called having a good agent or the best agent in college sports or having the devil himself, Jimmy Sexton. Basically, Sexton said, look, if you want my guy, here's what it's going to take. This, 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 that much, this, this. And then if Ole Miss does win some games in the college football playoff without my client, Lane Kiffin, who did build the program, who did work tirelessly to recruit and retain and otherwise mold the team that is right now being driven by somebody else, he's going to get paid by you. And I bet you some LSU officials went, like, what? We got to pay all this money and more if Ole Miss succeeds? And then I can see the LSU power brokers sitting at the table across from Jimmy Sexton. I can see them leaning into each other and cupping their mouths. And they say, why, that'll be acceptable. Welcome to Baton Rouge. Also, Lane Kiffin was trotted out, tugged hand in hand by a absolutely resplendent and defiant Kim Mulkey, an absolute goddess down there on the bayou, to the rapturous applause of the LSU basketball faithful. We'll forget about the last time a football coach did this with his fake accent and Brian Kelly. This time Lane Kiffin was more well-received and didn't pull out any fake accents. But that's the dirty underbelly of the sport as it currently exists. The portal opened yesterday. It is flooded with names of kids and agents that want to get some of the bag, and some of them will score, but many of them will not. And as much as I try to navigate around the dirtiness of the current sport, it's hard at times. What I like to focus in on is simply the best of the sport. Because guys like Fernando Mendoza, hearing him gush and talk with a big smile after win and just say everything right, is it corny? Yeah. Could it be a shtick? Perhaps. Do I care? No. It's so wholesome. It's so cool. He's a good kid. And Indiana is damn good as a team. And then you see Chambliss, who I didn't know much about. I heard him addressing the team in the locker room afterwards, and I love his story. I love the way he presents himself. And he's going to get paid a lot of money if he gets that sixth year that he's petitioning the NCAA for. So you got that, and then you got Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon, Indiana, Thursday and Friday, two more bowl games, the VRBO Fiesta Bowl, and then the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. As we always say, there are major corporations sponsoring these sports. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up, a special guest. For those of us who are golfers and have played just about everywhere in the DMV, we know there is a ton of really good both public and high-end private courses in our area. The one treasure, though, that we had, even though it was a humble treasure, was East Potomac right there on the river on a sinking little spit of sand and dirt that had been leased by an entity called the National Links Trust. And they were in the process of really trimming up, operating efficiently, and making much nicer the three courses in the district itself, Rock Creek, as well as East Potomac and Langston, and they were booted unceremoniously from their lease just 3 days ago. We're going to talk to Damian Cosby about that next. You are listening to Sports Saturday right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
My next guest shares something in common with me in that something that he was pursuing and quite excited about ended suddenly and made no sense. Such is life. Doesn't mean you don't try. And doesn't mean you don't keep yourself open to possibilities beyond these moments. The National Lynx Trust is a really cool thing. I don't want to say was. It still exists. That decided to come in and offer the United States government, the Department of the Interior specifically, an opportunity to say, hey, can we as a nonprofit run your three golf courses, East Potomac, Rock Creek, and Langston, and shine them up, reinvest whatever money we make if we're running at a profit into the courses, and provide a higher quality of publicly accessible golf to residents of the district and beyond? And the government said yes about 6 years ago. And the National Lynx Trust did an amazing job of then networking and finding people to do work pro bono, legal work, people with money to invest in these projects, golf course architects like Tom Doak, who are going to come in and redesign East Potomac and make it something really cool. And unfortunately, because you're negotiating with the government at the end of the day has the final say. And what happened was the Trump administration decided that the National Lynx Trust was, in their view, in default of their lease, and therefore they were terminating it, and they are taking over the properties. So that leaves us where we are today, and it's my pleasure now to welcome on Damian Cosby, who is the executive director of the National Lynx Trust. Good morning, Damian. Happy New Year to you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning. Happy New Year to you as well, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
All right, so where do we stand at the very moment? From what I saw, you guys are still operating the courses as you try to negotiate a seamless sort of transition out of your lease and then so that you don't want golfers to be, you don't want people to not be able to play the courses, but you also right. want to take care right. of your staff who are there. What's the current state of the three courses?
Yeah, no, I think your opening summary or opening statement kind of summarized how we got to where we are. And yes, you're correct. We are have agreed to stay in place for now to make sure the citizens of D.C. and the DMV still have access to these great golf courses and these community centers. And additionally, we wanted to make sure that we have, you know, we have over 100+ employees, and we wanted to make sure those employees were taken care of. You know, we believe or we feel that these employees are part of the extended NLT family. So we want to do everything we can to take care of them and to take care of our golfing community family that we spent a lot of hours, a lot of hard work, really kind of gathering that community over the last few years. So we are going to stay in place currently. And, you know, really, again, to make sure people have access and we take care of our employees.
Your vision was a redone East Potomac with Tom Doak at the helm and right. remaining public and remaining as affordable as possible. Cost a little bit right. more because it would have anyway. The administration's idea with Trump, who is obviously very involved in a lot of golf course development, ownership and projects, is much more grand. It is more money and a higher profile, he thinks, designer in Fazio, and possibly hosting some big-time tournaments, and who knows what the green fees would cost, and they have to execute on that plan even still. So the difference in the two visions, tell us why you guys believed in your vision so much.
Well, you know, these three facilities are, well, they first of all, they have long histories. They all have been around for close to 100 years. You mentioned East Potomac. And East Potomac was modeled after St. Andrews, and most people don't know St. Andrews is a municipal golf course. They closed right. one day for a week and turned the facility into a park. So that was kind of the guiding principle around East Potomac. It was a place for people to come and gather, yes, to play golf, but also to, I've used the term community center. And, it being a community center means it's for everybody. And so we wanted to continue that history with all three of the properties, and one of our kind of core tenets is affordability and accessibility. We want to make sure that everybody in the district has access to these golf courses, whether it's for golf or any other, you know, passive recreation or just a place to come and commune. So it's something we've dedicated ourselves to, the affordability and accessibility component. We value junior golf. We value new golfers. We value folks that don't play golf. So, to your point, at post renovation, you know, we were still going to be the cheapest game in town, no matter how much money we invested into these properties. And that's part of the reason why we are raising the money, through private philanthropy. So we don't have to pass those costs off to the golfer. These facilities are owned by every citizen in this country, and they all should have easy access to them. So that was always going to be our goal. You know, I certainly can't speak to what a potential another operator is going to do. But, you know, from my experience, and I've spent my entire career, you know, not only am I the executive director for the National Links Trust, I'm also a PGA professional. So I've dedicated my entire career to growing the game, trying to be more inclusive, meeting people where they are in terms of the game of golf. And I've spent my entire career in the municipal space because that's what I believe. I believe this game should be for everyone. This game can have a positive impact on all portions of the community, even if you don't play golf. So we were always going to remain affordable and accessible. And you mentioned Tom Doak, Bo Welling, and Gil Hance all donating their time and efforts to us pro bono, again, because they see the value in municipal golf. You know, I've said it multiple times where I've been interviewed, you should not have to have a private membership to be able to experience a Gil Hance design golf course. Everybody should have that opportunity, and we were going to bring that opportunity to Washington, D.C.
Amen to that. 30 seconds till a hard break. Is there anything people can still do to support you guys because you're not – just dissolving everything right now, you would like to still be up and viable. What is there anything that I can alert people to?
Well, you know, we don't know what our main priority is. Like I said, keeping the golf courses open, you know, so everybody has access, that we're still supporting our employees and supporting our NLT staff. You know, we don't know what the next steps are going to be. As we said in our statement that we released when we received the termination, we're still open to a dialogue with anybody that wants to keep the golf courses affordable and accessible. We've all, at every point in this journey, we've been willing to work with anyone, and we still are. So hopefully there will be a dialogue that continues. And again, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
But we are hopeful that we can, you know, stay in place as long as we can and continue to aim to achieve our mission, which is to positively impact communities and change lives through affordable, accessible municipal golf. So, you know, for anybody listening out there, again, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we'll certainly communicate, you know, what our next steps are to our community. Yeah, so I would just say just stay tuned.
Go play the courses. The best thing you can do is when they're open, go play the courses and buy a cheeseburger.
They're open and available. Go play
afterwards.
Absolutely.
All right, Damian, thank you for your time and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate it. Take care.
There you go. Damian Cosby of the National Links Trust. I have more than a few post-game thoughts on that. Plus, we'll start getting into Week 18 in the NFL and who the Commanders are going to be facing in Philly. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You ready for this long week off to end if you got kids? I bet you are. I think all of us in a bit of a daze about, okay, what day is it? Am I working today? Am I not working today? Yesterday, around the DMV, there was a lot of people out and about. There was actually activity in the office. I was like, all right, let's see that fake hustle on this little sliver Friday. Sort of like the entire world said, hey, if I could work a one-day work week, I would be so productive. Welcome to Saturday, Sports Saturday here on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin sitting in for AWOD, Adam Epstein. He is off today. AWOD Army, I know you're strong, you're loud, you're proud. You're probably a little bit annoyed that your boy's not here today. He'll be back. But sitting in today for AWOD, 800-636-1067 is the number. Two NFL games today. Good ones. Actually good and then great. Panthers-Buccaneers, 4:30 on ESPN. Buccaneers can sort of clinch. There's no such thing as sort of clinching. It's like being sort of pregnant. The Buccaneers can put one hand on a playoff berth in the NFC South title with a win over the Panthers, who are tied with them right now. Well, not tied, but the Panthers 8-8. The Buccaneers are 7-9. They would tie the Panthers with a win. But then they got to wait for Sunday and be the biggest New Orleans Saints fans you have ever seen. The Buccaneers players will be gathered around, be like a watch party, hoping that Tyler Shuck and the Saints, Midas Chris Olave, can stun Kirk Cousins and the Falcons on the road, because that would put the Buccaneers in. If not, it's Carolina's division, and they are the 4 seed with an 8-9 record. And now you know why a lot of teams don't really care when it comes to where they're going to be as a wild card. Because it's just, you don't know who you're going to catch. Like, you would like to be the 5 if you're a wild card, because then you can catch, presumably, the weakest of the division winners. But other than that, doesn't necessarily matter so much. Seahawks and Niners, your night game at 8 o'clock on ESPN. This one is for the big kahuna, the number one in the NFC and a week off. Sam Darnold in a big spot yet again. 1 year ago, he had a chance to clinch this for the Vikings, and the Lions tore him apart. Will the Niners do the same thing? The Niners can clinch the 1 seed with a win. Seahawks can be no worse than the 2. The Niners could tumble further down. The Niners are currently 2.5-point home underdogs in this game in Santa Clara. That'll be tonight. So there's your 2 tonight. Tomorrow's games are ick and getting more ick by the minute. Because it looks like Josh Allen is not going to play for the Bills. It doesn't mean that they're going to totally tank the game, but they are in no-try mode, in part because Harbaugh was the first guy to pull the plug on his whole team and announce it proudly as soon as their game was over last Sunday. So with the Broncos playing the Chargers, this pretty much hand-delivers the number one seed to Denver, and so there becomes less to play for. So it looks like it's going to be a very lean Sunday until we get to the finale, the Steelers and the Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Let me loop back to that conversation with Damian Cosby of the National Links Trust and the decision by the Trump administration to pretty much end their lease and take back over operations of these golf courses. As a golf nerd, I was so excited to see what these guys were doing. I'm like, what a great idea. Because, look, government is not in the golf business. They don't know how to run golf courses. In fact, the arrangement they had for these 3 golf courses was a concessionaire agreement where they just kind of farmed out to, you know, a golf course operator that didn't care much. And they're like, all right, we'll put out the range balls, take the green fees, cut the grass, put on the fertilizer, and hope for the best. The NLT said, look, we can do this better. Let's get some people together. Let's really shine these things up and keep them DC-operated, open space, public, affordable, and nice golf courses. But that takes money, and it takes savvy and operational know-how and everything else, and it takes a ton of lawyers as well, because they were able to get the previous administration to say, hey, yeah, we'll go ahead and let you be a lessee. But like Darth Vader said in Star Wars, I've altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it further. For whatever reason, the Trump administration, and I guess Trump himself, who, it's so disappointing that Trump knows golf and loves golf so much that he would just elbow aside all the work that has been done by the NLT. Now, the end result, maybe it'll be better in theory if he follows through and gets a guy like Fazio to design a really nice course there at East Potomac, and it does host big tournaments, and it is available to the public, and it doesn't cost an insane amount of money. But I don't know. I'm dubious of that actually happening. There's a lot going on in the world. I don't know if you read the news section this morning or saw the headlines. A lot going on in the world. So, and of course, there's the golf architecture nerds who hate Fazio. They're like, he designs the most boring courses only for the richest guys. Boo, boo, bad guy. I'm like, you nerds, go out and hit a 7-iron for God's sakes. The other problem is that that piece of land, which is spectacular in its positioning, it's right there in the middle of the Potomac, right across from the monuments, right underneath the flight path of Reagan National, which I love when I'm golfing. When I'm golfing near an airport and you get a free air show to go with your golf, it's just such a cool place. The problem is that chunk of land, well, it's sinking. Sinking slowly, and whenever there's big rains and the Potomac gets all swole, half the course is underwater. But that's them's the breaks. Like I said, to introduce Damien, I too was really excited about what I was doing, and it all suddenly, shockingly, what? Came to an end. That's life, man. That sucks, but that is life. And that's why sports teaches so well when it comes to life, because the crushing and sudden end, like what it was experienced by Georgia's players on that last-second field goal last week, or last week, a couple days ago, that's going to happen to you in life. The sooner you get prepared for it, the better. There were surrender cobras. Oh, my God, as far as the eye can see. One of my favorite things to watch for, college football. If you don't know, hands behind the head, elbows flared out, looking like the full hooded alert position of a cobra, king cobra snake, and just disbelief on your face. Shock. Surrender, cobra. Surrender, cobra. Surrender, cobra. It actually encourages me that young people still go to games and get so keyed up about outcomes, wins, and losses. Gives me faith that sports that I love and you love listening now still will persevere on into the future. Quick break. When we come back, Winter Classic meets Pink Plastic Flamingos. To say the NHL has lost the plot is an understatement. Sports Saturday right here on The Fan. Kind of makes you wonder, why do they have the Winter Classic in Miami? It was yesterday, January 2nd, and you might first say, wait, January 2nd, I thought this was a New Year's Day kind of thing. Yeah, it used to be. And then the college football playoff pretty much muscled hockey off of December 1st. Or I guess there might have been other reasons for it, but either way, it was yesterday down in Florida, and the Rangers beat the Panthers to stay undefeated outdoors. I saw that headline because they played a number of these Winter Classics and also so-called Winter Series stadium games in the NHL. This has been a huge hit for the NHL in terms of money, merchandising, exposure, and more. And there is going to be no stopping more of these to come, including those in not-so-cold weather cities. In fact, just yesterday, the NHL announced that next year's Winter Classic will be held at Bristol Motor Speedway. The Predators and Carolina Hurricanes take the ice on January 2nd of 2027. Damn. I can't even believe I'm saying the number 2027 for a year. Are we living in a simulation right now? Feels that way. But yeah. So it's going to be a Winter Classic with no snow inside a motorsports venue.
Yay.
But people will go, and they will have custom jerseys like the Rangers and Panthers did yesterday that had just a little bit of tweaks here and there, a little bit of color differences here and there. And fans of the sport and those that like to collect these things will buy the sweaters, and the league will make money. And it was on TV, and there was no harm in it. It was just dumb. I mean, the Panthers don't even play in Miami. They're up there in pretty much in Boca. Problem is, the Panthers are the best team in the NHL and have been for the last 2 years. They are an absolute unit. And the second best team might be Tampa or organization in the last several years. And the battle for Florida on the ice might be one of the best rivalries going right now, all of which goes against the notion and the history and the ethos of the NHL, which is a northern, if not Canadian, based league. The southern markets have taken to hockey and they love their teams and they fill the arenas and they cheer like crazy and they look great on TV. I sense it's a lot of people who used to live up in the north that have come to where it's warm and they still like the great game that is hockey. Or as Stompin' Tom once said, oh, the good old hockey game, it's the best game you can name. So it's a financial success. From an aesthetic standpoint, though, yesterday's Winter Classic was all the icks. It was, oh my God, really? Yes, there was teal and there was pink and there was a few fake little snow things at the Marlins home park. They had the roof open, had the fireworks go off right before the puck drop. The ice was fine. You know, they're getting pretty good at making ice on a temporary basis. They can refrigerate it hard enough so it'll stay fine in 50-degree weather at night in southern climates. It's doable. It's just, does it look good? Does it tickle your sense of, oh, this is cool? And to many hockey fans, they're like, no, this is not it at all. This is not what we want. The Winter Classic should be somewhere where there is actually winter, you know. Even if it's gray and cloudy, that's fine too, because that's what winter feels like. But, you know, if you can sell jerseys and if teams are willing to host it and they're able to sell all the tickets at an obscene markup, they're going to keep doing it. Pour one out for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. After 157 years, the venerable newspaper of Atlanta, Georgia, the heart, the beating heart of the Deep South, published its final print edition on New Year's Eve 2025. The shift makes Atlanta the only major U.S. city without a daily printed newspaper of any kind. Front page story on the Journal Constitution, the final printout is, what is the future of local media in Atlanta? And they've got either a picture or a graphic of an old newsstand empty with a television and a satellite dish and a stump and some grass. And it's like, you know, the decay of media that dies. Where does it go from here? I'm not against, in theory, digital delivery of local news and newspapers. Problem is, you try to read a news story these days or just any sports long-form content, a story, an article on your phone, how many pop-ups, how many pop-unders, how many ads do you have to then find the little X and use your thumb with your bleary eyes in bed as you're waking up and just reading something to try to say, no, hey, okay, yeah, 50% off Cole Haan shoes now through Sunday, okay.
This new website would like to now know your location, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course, because they got to get your data, Metal Chris. It is so hard.
They'd like to send you alerts, by the way. They'd like to send you alerts as well,
oh,
if that's okay.
Sure.
Just so you know, going forward.
Yeah. Oh, cookies. Yeah, do you approve of all these cookies?
You're going to sign up to an LA Times subscription so you can read this one article?
Right. Now, I remember when and I still think the Washington Post does it. I believe they offer their subscribers a digitized PDF, high-resolution PDF file that they can, you know, readers can pinch and zoom and actually flip the digital paper because it looks like it's printed. The only thing is you can't line your garage with it when you're changing your oil. You can't stuff it into a box to ship that gift to Aunt Gertrude. And you can't wrap fish in it. So for the good citizens of Hotlanta, I don't know how you're going to wrap your fish now that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is no longer printing, but I hope you find a way. Pour one out as another media titan bites the dust. Coming up, hour number two, what's left of the NFL season, what Black Monday might look like for a bunch of coaches around the league, and is Cliff Kingsbury the first domino to fall in what could be a rather busy Commanders offseason, all that and more, coming up in hour two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.